Monday night of Yud Dalet Shvat. So Wednesday is Tu Bishvat, and people will be eating fruit. And I don't think I'll be here tomorrow night, so I have to say this now. So the halachas of brachas, the order, is based on the pasuk. The halacha I spoke about Shabbos like a sort of LP pshuto shel mikra, the two oretzes, but there's halacha ramifications in terms of what's considered more chashuv to make the bracha on and to be mostly everything else. Well, either what comes first or to be mostly everything else. So the first comes olives, because Eretz Zeis Shem and Udvosh, and the Chitan Sor is not considered a fruit. It's Minim Shemstapko Ben Eretz Yisrael. I'm not aware that people eat Chitu Soira and Tu Bishvat. Maybe they do. I don't know. Certainly it says that some hold that the Eitz of Adam Arishon was a Chita. But, okay, there was special Gluskos in Gan Eden, and Lost of Love will be special Gluskos. But anyway, so in terms of fruit, olives come first because of Eretz Zei Shemen, and then Udvash is dates, because that's one and two after Oretz, because the first two after Oretz, and the first Oretz is Chitu Sora. And the third is grapes, Teina is figs, and Rimon is pomegranates. So that's the order. Olives, dates, grapes, figs, pomegranates. Maybe somebody will think of an acronym. O-D.
O-D-U-P-A.
Okay. Okay. If you're eating fruit and you don't have from the Sheva Minim, you make the bracha on a fruit that you usually prefer. Shalem comes before sliced, but only of the same species. What you prefer in Shabbos Aminim is a shalem, but bottom line is what you prefer comes even before shalem. So that's how it stacks up in terms of. I mean, you're only going to make one or eight, I assume. So that's going to be on olives if you have olives. Okay, dates a second. Okay, that's halacha. It's a simple, straightforward halacha. And now we're in Chavis Halavos. We're in Shah Yichud HaMaisa. We're in Perakei. We're in the second category of Pituyim of the Yetzihara. The first was Emuna, different Yisodos of Das, different Yisodos of our belief. And the second half, the second category, is Poshut, like when we think of Yetzihara, like he tries to spoil when you're holding by doing a mitzvah. He tries to entice you to get involved in other things. So he talked about kavod, he talked about doing yishalo lishma, and now he is up to a third pitui. You have to realize that Chavis HaLavos gives you also the ways to combat the Yetzirah, what to tell him, so to speak. Meaning what to think about, what to contemplate, so that you won't be swayed by his arguments. And he uses the words, so when he gives up on the past things we talked about, he will try to spoil your actions, meaning your mitzvahs, your good deeds. He'll want to involve you in Olam Hazeh. As we'll go on to detail, whether it's the news or your parnosa or anything else, Abi, you shouldn't think about your nitzchiyus. I want you to think about Olam Hazeh, uba'orech ma'avoyecha, your desires, things you want to accomplish, things you want to do, things you want to see, v'shikchas kitzecha, and to be mesiach das, as we talked about a few Shabbosim ago. Be Mesiach Das from Kitzecha. So I want to stop now. I want to tell you a good story I read somewhere last night. I read it from a rabbi, an acquaintance of my son. He told the following story. It's very, very interesting. So he has this yeshiva, and you know, he tries to It has to do with what we just learned. He tries to incentivize. Oh, I want to use this word. Incentivize? I want to use the word incentivize. I'm pretty sure that's the word. He wants to incentivize the boys. So he takes them, he takes them to an all-steak restaurant, all-you-could-eat steak restaurant. That's what he says. Now, he says, the restaurant has a chop. They ply you first with salads or bread or whatever, you know, so that you're full already. And he said, the boys already chopped, and the boys are clever, and they ignore those things, and they go straight for the gold, for the steak, or whatever it is. But then he says he gave them a musash, that that's really a good metaphor for Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa, that he tries to entice you with all these things that look good, because he wants to fill you up, and then you're not going to have time for the main course, which is Torah and Mitzvahs. He said to the boys, if you take what you've learned, your lesson in the steakhouse, and you apply it to the yeshiva, you'll see it's the same dynamic, and you'll ignore what the Yitzhar is trying to do, which is what the restaurant's trying to do, and you'll be as smart as you are in the steakhouse. I like it very much. Okay, because that's what the Chazal just said, that the Yitzhar will try to make you be Mesiach Das. That's what it boils down to, what we talked about a few weeks ago, Mesiach Das from Kitzecha. How exactly he does that and what he wants you to think about, we'll see, Mitzvah Shem, probably not tomorrow night, but the next night. Okay? You're free to go.